You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Columbia.
It's that time of the week again, folks, and this is me, your host, Richard McCall, here in Mompox, Bolivar, Colombia. Happy New Year 2021. This is the first episode of this new year and episode 357 overall. I'd like to wish all of you out there a prosperous and healthy 2021, and may 2021 be less interesting. Let's call it that. Let's say that. Be less interesting. Indeed, we've had a very tumultuous 2021, but in 2020. But in terms of the podcast, we really grew and we really found a rich vein of form and a new way in which to present the interviews and conversations with fascinating people, all with something Columbia related. So it's a great pleasure to be here again, to be conversing with all of you, to receive your emails and tweets and Facebook messages, and I endeavor to answer all of them. And of course, I'm always open and all ears to hear from people who want to have, want to suggest new interviewees and new ways for the podcast to continue evolving and growing. And on this week's, the first episode of 2021, this week's episode 357, we bring back and we invite back Gabriel Torres. You'll remember him from episode 306. That's exactly a year ago. And he was talking about mapping Colombia's ancient trails. So the Caminos Reales, the Caminos de Lenguerque in Santander, around the Chicamocha Canyon. Well, 1 year later, we've got excellent news. This has progressed, and with the help of a French NGO, Tetractis, they've been putting together the map, and very soon there'll be the website up called destinochicamocha.com. So this is a huge news story, really, for tourism in Colombia, sustainable and local level tourism in Colombia, and great to be able to check back in 1 year later in a podcast that was incredibly popular this time last year. So hopefully we can build on that. And again, be sure to listen to the end, because there's a competition in which you can write yourselves into the Columbia travel history books should you be successful in this competition. Thank you, as always, to all of you who are sponsoring us and contributing to the Columbia Calling podcast on Patreon. That's patreon.com, Columbia Calling. For as little as $2 a month, you can ensure our survival and our improvement. I make enough now to cover our costs month by month and, of course, put some away this last year to get a state-of-the-art microphone. So this is, this is a big deal for me. Emily Hart will continue to provide the newscast for us each week, but this first week of the year we've decided to continue to give her a little break, and from next week she'll be back with all of Colombia's news and, of course, reporting on what's going on here in the country. From me, I shall now sign off for just a short break, and we'll be back with Gabriel Torres and, of course, someone, Gwen Prévost, who is in Grenoble in central southern France, for the Tetractis NGO, and we'll be talking to both of them about the progress in this exciting development on mapping Colombia's ancient trails in Santander. So please stay tuned, give us your feedback, and perhaps look at our Patreon page. Of course, people also have been buying the hoodies, t-shirts, and mugs on bonfire.com for Columbia Calling. So thank you to those of you out there who've bought them. And I've seen that Olga Villamizar has already got her t-shirt, bright pink Columbia Calling t-shirt up there in the US. So thank you again. Happy New Year from me. Stay safe, everyone. We'll be back in one short minute. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. And we're back. This is the first episode of 2021, and I'm very pleased to say that this is the anniversary of this person, our guest this week's the anniversary of his first appearance on the Columbia Calling podcast. You'll remember Gabriel Torres. He is the guide in Barichara in Santander, who has been or had the plan in episode 306 a year ago to map out ancient trails around Santander, connecting the Chicamocha Canyon with other small towns. And basically, it was a phenomenal podcast because people were inspired. People started calling him up and saying they wanted to get involved and they wanted to hike this. And we were so very excited to be able to get him back on the show 1 year later to see how things are going. And the development has been that with a foundation called De los Alpes a los Andes, from the Alps to the Andes, he's been able to put further things onto the map and map out various pathways and various hiking routes. And we've also got the project director for this is Gwen Prevot, who's in Grenoble, and she's the project director from De los Alpes a los Andes. And we've got them both on the line, and we're going to talk about the progress and the state of these projects that has been going on in 2020. So Gabriel Torres, Gwen Prevot, welcome on the Columbia Calling podcast.
Thank you very much, Richard. Thank you.
You're most welcome, both of you. I think to bring us up to speed, to start off, Gabriel, as my listeners will know who you are from episode 306, tell us a little bit about where we left off in 2020 and what you were doing and, well, what's the situation now?
Okay. Thanks for the opportunity, Richard. This is an amazing time we had this past year. Well, as I told you on the first podcast, my project was to be able to map to map the trails, the ancient trails, the Royal Road or the Indian trails that lead all the way to Zipaquirá, to the closest place to Bogotá, which is Zipaquirá. In order for me to complete this project, of course, I needed big support, logistics, and I have to say, it was a lot of money that was needed. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do it by myself, but I will call it a blessing. This organization came out. They've been here for many years. They've been in Colombia for many years, and they were actually looking for a guide or for people who had the expertise, who had the knowledge of the Chicamocha Canyon. Everything started like this. They had this, it's like a contest. They were actually trying to help tourism in Santander. They had this, a contest. So all the tourism agents from Santander, they will send the project to them, and the best project will receive some economic cooperation. So they kill their project. So when I heard about it, I sent them my proposal. I told them what I wanted to do, that I wanted to map the trails, the ancient trails. And unfortunately, I didn't win the contest. But they got in touch with me and they told me, Gabriel, what you are doing is very similar to what we are doing. We want to put the signs to all the trails of the Chicamocha Canyon and the Lengerke trails and the Royal Roads. Am I right, Gwen?
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. So thank you. So they called me and they said, well, unfortunately, you didn't win because there were other projects that were very big. But we want to work with you because your project is similar to what we want to do overall. So they sent me the proposal. I looked at it and it was amazing. It was exactly what I wanted to do, but these people have all the logistics. They have a big team ready to start. So I joined them. I joined them. We signed a contract, and we began on the 27th of September mapping the trails from Zapatoca. We covered the 10 towns, the 10 villages that are within the Chicamocha Canyon. It was a 20-day. Well, it was going to be a 40-day exploration, a 40-day mission, but because of the current situation, We had to do it in 20 days. But it was a full success. They sent a French expert to help me with the signs, because he had knowledge about the different signs according to the terrain. So if it was like a desertic area, he knew what kind of posts were supposed to be. Well, not exactly what kind of posts, you know, what was the position of the pose of the arrows for the sign. You understand what I'm saying, Richard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I understand.
Okay, so they sent him with me, and they sent us off to the Chicamocha Canyon. We did a great team. We worked together very good. I mean, this guy was an amazing professional. He's got an agency in France. They have an amazing agency, and I was able to do the work with him. And it was a great success. And we're just waiting for the team to start putting the signs. We put the coordinates on every single place where the signs are supposed to be. And the next step is for the architectural team to go put the signs.
It's incredible.
So, yeah, we were able to cover the 10 villages that surround the canyon.
So if I get this right, this is like, yeah.
Yes.
Zapatoca, Mola, Gavita.
Yes, well, it begins in Zapatoca, okay. La Fuente, Guane, Barichara, Villanueva, Jordan, Aratoca, back down to the canyon, San Miguel, Cepita, Laguna de Ortizes, Mola Gavita, and then Mesa de los Santos and Pescadero. So we covered the whole canyon. Actually, we were able to cover the last part, a small part, which begins in Capitanejo. Mm-hmm. It's very close to the Boyacá, the department of Boyacá. But that area was too, let's call it, too savage. It was too wild. We have to cross line poles to mm-hmm. cross the river. So it became, we decided not to do it because it was too dangerous for the tourists, or it will imply too much logistics.
Mm-hmm.
So we left that part out.
It's an incredible progress story, this. So let's bring in Gwen here. Gwen, who's kindly on the line from Grenoble in France late at night. And Gwen, I mean, it feels to me, Gabriel, even though he didn't win the convocatoria, the competition that you had, but at the same time, he won. You guys signed him up.
Of course, he was one of the best. And we won also.
Yeah,
no, exactly.
Tell us about your organization. Tell us about this, De los Alpes a los Andes, and of course, the interest in Colombia.
So I'm from an NGO, a French NGO, based in Grenoble, in the Alps, in France. The name is Tetractis. Mm-hmm. This NGO is in charge of developing tourism, and especially rural tourism or mountain tourism, in other countries, with the experience that we had in the Alps. So in places like remote places where people are looking for opportunities for economic development. And with the experience that we had 50 years ago in France, we try to support, to help these local communities in other countries. So we work in Colombia, but not only there. We also work in Palestine, in Laos, in Asia, in Lebanon, in Africa, in Senegal, Burkina Faso, and other countries. And always with the same idea of helping communities to develop thanks to the heritage that they have, natural resources or cultural resources, their tourism with the objective to have economic revenues and new opportunities, with always the same main goal is to help them to stay in their place, in their village, because usually they leave the village to find new opportunities in the city or other places. So the idea is to keep them in their same place because they don't want to leave, and with tourism they can have some revenues. So it's what we do in Colombia also. We arrived to Colombia in 2015, first in Zapatoca that Gabriel mentioned, and then with another project with these 10 villages.
Mm-hmm.
For what? To develop tourism also in this big canyon that we discovered 5 years ago, and to try to help these local communities to understand the value of this canyon and what they could do with that. So developing tourism, developing hiking, which is the big star of tourism there, because with all these ways and this all these beautiful landscapes and railroads and everything, they have a big potential for hiking tourism. So we try to help them for 5 years now to develop this product. So with trainings, with investment, with grants that Gabriel mentioned, means that we help some local initiative to develop. So like opening a restaurant, opening a handicraft shop or other, this kind of initiatives. And we met Gabriel to do this mission for scouting this trail. So to connect these 10 villages. So we knew that we had a lot of work. We needed to scouting them to identify this trail, and then to adapt them, to clean them sometimes, and to waymark them. So to do the waymarking with the experience that we have in the Alps, with an international waymarking that everyone could understand, the national people, but also the international people. So that was the idea. And when we met Gabriel, that was a local expert, and we decided to do a team with a French expert in this subject also.
This is truly incredible and it's really heartwarming to know that this has happened in Colombia, in a region which really should be promoting its hiking and its natural, let's say, wonders, and of course the culture of each of these towns. I'm sure that your experience in places like Burkina Faso, Laos, Lebanon, these are all complicated places. So of course Colombia fits into that category, a complicated place. But what I see now, what I'm hearing, is that you're making local level sustainable tourism industry. This is the idea. And as you say, that people don't have to leave their hometowns in order to find work. There's not a brain drain, as it were. And maybe Gabriel can jump in, because some of these towns have suffered a major, let's say, exodus of people looking for work. Maybe they've gone to Barichara, maybe they've gone as far away as Bucaramanga or other places. Some of those towns in the Chicamocha Canyon are almost like ghost towns.
Yes, these towns are actually, my opinion, they're forgotten. They have been forgotten by the government a little bit, not completely, but I would say a little bit, because when you arrive to these towns, they don't have paved roads. Their health departments, their health structures are very poor. They don't have all the equipment. So receiving this help from the Los Alpes to Los Andes is huge. They're doing a great job. They're not just mapping the trail. They're not just putting the waypoints on the sign and the posts on the royal roads. We actually, part of the mission was actually to get the information of the people who were actually willing to get involved. So let's say we arrived to a small village, there will be people like on a farm, and we will talk to them and we ask them if they wanted to get involved in receiving the tourists and maybe have drinks for them. And all these people that were really amazed, and they were really true. They couldn't believe that we were doing this. Their receivement was amazing. How they will receive us, the other guide and me, they were so happy to see us. Like I said, the Los Alpes to Los Andes is working with the local people, with the people who is really forgotten by the government. And they are so happy. We got information from people that are willing to fix their backyard, to put a roof, to get a small land, a little flat, so we can do the camping there. I mean, there was a lot of people that want to get involved. I mean, we could really see how much these people need help and how thankful they are that the Los Alpes to Los Andes has appeared and has shown up in these places.
Amazing. You know, Gwen, in your experience, and you know Colombia, but how does it rank alongside these other countries in which you have worked?
How? Really, we think that the canyon where we work with Gabriel and other people has really, really, really a big potential. Why? First, because of people there. We don't need to do anything about how to receive people, national or international, nothing to teach them. I mean, especially French people don't have nothing to teach to Colombian people to receive other people, because they are really, really kind and they have this in their blood. I mean, so this is part of the experience. And not only the people, but also the gastronomy, the handicraft, these trails that have a big, big history with the Guane, who are the people who live there. So all of this makes a very good product. And I really think that we could place it among the best trails in the world or in Latin America, really. And that's why we brought this French expert, because he also have travel agency, and he sells like to trails and hiking products all around the world. And really, he says that we had a very, very good product there in the Chicamocha Canyon. So we are really happy to work there, and we think that really soon we will have a very good product to offer to national people first, because of the situation we know, and then to international people. American people, but also European people that are really looking for hiking in the world.
I think this is incredible. And of course, it's going to be, hiking, of course, is a popular pastime, a popular, form of exercise. And people love to hike when they go overseas. But I could see this being a more, it could get more impetus, of course, with the situation that we are living in. You know, talk about social distancing and so on. I can see this being really, people don't want to be shoved together now anymore. It's you need your space. Chicamocha has that. And of course, you're talking about the humble people in these small towns who are, as we would say in England, they're the salt of the earth. They're happy to open their doors and their homes and talk. I'm thinking, and Gabriel will come in a minute, but if I speak to Gwen here, when you get to these towns, how do you have to give them sort of like capacity building to say how people expect to be received, or do you have to train them a bit more in the local legend and history, or it's already there? Everything, these people know everything. They just need to be, let's say, pointed in the right direction.
Let's say that for receiving people in a good way, nothing to teach them, because Colombian people really knows how to receive people. Yeah. Then, of course, we need trainings, but in different topics, not only hosting people, but maybe more in terms of sustainable tourism. Mm. Because, okay, we will develop tourism, but we have to do it in a good way. Otherwise, tourism can be a very strong and bad way of develop. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be really, really fast, but also very bad impact for the environment, for the local culture, for different things. So that's why we need to train them, to prepare these local communities to develop this activity. So why and how in developing like this kind of product, hiking with no impact on the environment, with community-based tourism, for example, and not only, we don't want to create a museum in the canyon. I mean, as Gabriel said, we want the local communities to work in this area. So we don't want to develop a tourism that benefits only to the rich ones that don't need it, but to the most vulnerable ones.
Yeah.
So all this kind of notions and concepts we have to transfer to them, not only how to clean, what is the hygiene that you have to offer and everything. It's all a global vision that we have to transfer to them.
Phenomenal.
It is actually, that is very true what you were saying, Gwen, about the receiving part. I was amazed how everywhere we show up, even if they were very poor or very humble people, they will they don't have to do anything extra to receive us. Just the way they will receive you, they'll bring the lemonade out right away. If they're eating, they will just be like, you guys want some of this? And they will go in the kitchen and prepare a plate for. I was trying, you know, there was a moment I was with the expert that they sent to accompany me. I was always worried to make sure that he would receive a good service at the hotels. And I think it was halfway during the mission, he told me, Gabriel, believe me, these people don't have to improve their serving services. Mm-hmm. They do an amazing job how they really give all the best. Even if it's a very humble hotel or a very rich hotel, the intentions are always the same. Of course, you will see the quality because of the money you pay. But the service, it's just the same. I mean, I was amazed when he told me this. No, Gabriel, it's amazing how you go to France, and I guess because that's what he told me. No, did you go to France? And in France, since the French people know that they will go there, the tourists want to go there, tourists love to go there, they didn't do any effort to receive you. They're just like, hey, here, this is the keys. Okay, thank you, goodbye. Because they know France is just beautiful everywhere. So they don't do an extra effort on the service. And he was like, I'm amazed, Gabriel, how everybody just do the extra step to make sure we're happy. And it was really good. He left with a big smile. He was really happy.
This is the thing, isn't it? People go away obviously talking about how beautiful Colombia is, but what everyone universally mentions is how wonderful the people are, and despite everything. And I would say more so in these small towns. And let's talk a bit about the logistics of this. And Gabriel, you mentioned 10 towns and sort of spanning parts of Santander and this. How long is this hike in terms of distance, and how many nights would it take?
Okay, the full. If we're talking about providing the full product as one route or one tour, it will take 15 days. I will say it's only 10 towns, but I would say 15 days because there are towns that are so beautiful and so nice that you cannot stage it just for one day, like Zapatoca. Mm-hmm. Zapatoca is a beautiful town. It has one of the most beautiful views of Colombia. You can see 8 small villages from the view. You can see the Chicamocha Canyon and 8 small towns all around there. Zapatoca is a very beautiful town, so you will have to stay like at least 2 days. Then also is Barichara. Barichara is also a place where the hikers cannot just stop, sleep, and continue. It's a place where you definitely have to stay at least 1 or 2 days. And so I would say 15 days hike. The experience, it's amazing because we were able to make it only hiking option. Of course, there is the option where you can take cars to get to the hiking points, because unfortunately the years went by and the local governments have paved some of the royal roads, some of the trails. Mm. So in some parts of the canyon, instead of being a 30 kilometers hike, it turns into only a 15 kilometers hike. Mm. because the roads have been paved. But the good thing about it is that every single trail has everything that you need when you're a hiker. Everything that you look for, it's in every trail. Nature, completely isolation. You will really, really disconnect from the civil life. And the animals, if we are lucky, you get to see wild animals. Oh, man, it's just amazing. I will say it's a 15-day hike. It's amazing. It's really cool. You will actually get from 560 meters above sea level to 2100 meters above sea level. Yeah. So it's a long hike up and down.
Yeah. And how far is it in total distance?
In total distance, we measure a total of 180 something kilometers.
Wow.
Just within the canyon.
Wow.
Because, like, for trails, it's 13 trails. The smallest trail has, I think, 5.7 kilometers. 5.7 kilometers. I will say it is 150 something. I don't have the exact number right now, But it goes up to 160 at the most. Yeah, wow. Now 180, because there are some parts where we took car, and that is not, we're not counting those kilometers.
Okay.
The idea is to make this trail accessible for anyone. I mean, of course,
yes. You can
15-day hiking for the ones that are really crazy of hiking. But of course, we also want to target Colombian families or couples.
Yes.
That could hike only for 2 days, only 1 day, 2 hours. And you have different levels. And it's really what we wanted to develop, because hiking is new also in Colombia. And we really want to target national people, because they want and they need to discover their country after 50 years of complicated times for them. And now we want them to discover their own country, and hiking is the best way to do it. So that's why we have different kind of trails and different kind of levels for anyone who would like to discover the canyon hiking.
And go on, Gabriel.
Yes, just exactly as she said. The full mission was it will be a 15-day, but yes, it can be segmented into trails like easy level, medium level, or right. difficult, or experts.
Mm-hmm.
And we also found trails. We were also able to map some trails to make products like a gastronomic tour or a gastronomic hike, mm-hmm. or just a hike to see, like, there is also a beautiful place, a beautiful hike where you can see the Ceiba Barrigona, which is the national tree of the Chicamocha Canyon, mm-hmm. I would say it. And they're actually... they're about to be extinguished. There's only about 100 something left. So that hike, it's an amazing opportunity for families to do it. It's long, but it's really cool.
So what I mean, you know,
it's a different level. There are many different levels.
I look at towns like Curiti is known for its weaving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you've already got the handicraft. You've already got something built in to that area, because I'm sitting here in one of my hotels in Montpós, and we have furniture from Curiti. Suitcases. People put their suitcases on benches from Curiti. So there's already something there. There's already something that's recognizable that can be, grasped by not only a local but an international travel market. I can see this being incredibly popular. And the importance of making your trails sort of multi-staged and different expertise levels is so key, because I used to be a guide, I used to be a big hiker, but now my knees are shot and so on. So I could only probably do 1 or 2 days now. I couldn't do 15 days without needing, a massage or something at the end. But I want to ask about that. Are you also, I'm supposing this is more towards Gwen, are you also teaching people how to price what they are offering in these towns? Because, I'm here in the Costa, in the Caribbean area, and as soon as someone who looks like a gringo turns up, the price doubles or triples. So are you also sensitizing people towards this?
Of course. We work all this subject, and that's why I was saying that we like to prepare them. So in terms of price, in terms of products, in terms of different things. Of course, the canyon is still not touristic, and they can see different examples in Colombia, but also abroad, and they can see also the problems that can generate tourism. So we try to prepare them, to explain and to train them in terms of financial management. For example, all the grants that we have offered to different local initiatives comes with technical support. So in terms of financial and economic management, what is a good price, how to manage your business with a business plan, with everything, and try to avoid this kind of problems of having a very high price for a gringo, as you say,
yeah.
normal price, and also to work together. to know what your neighbor is doing and how you could work together. Also, all these kind of things that that creates the tourism channels, let's say, and sector.
I think important, a certain degree of solidarity between the towns, so that one town is not jealous of the next town. Because there is a problem.
Big challenge.
There is a problem with that, yeah. That is a big challenge. And then, so, you know, when we looked at the timeline, Gabriela was mapping in January and this year, in 2020, and then, you know, De Los Alpes a Los Andes, Tetrakis, mm-hmm. came into it from September and helped you, let's say, the geo-positioning, the locating where each sign and the way marking. And now whenever it happens, then you're going to come in with the signs. And then what's the next step for this?
Let's say that this project is a long-term project, because we know that tourism cannot be developed in 2 days, and not only tourism, but sustainable economic development, but also governance, because we work in this subject also, so management of the territory and the 10 villages between them. So we started this project from the Alps to the Andes in September 2018, and it is a project funded by the French Agency for Development, AFD, for 3 years. And we just learned that we'll have a new, it's a grant from them, for 3 more years, so till 2024. So that's very good news, because we can support these communities for long term, and not only we come here to do that and then we go. No, we want to support them to make them autonomous at the end and independent, because we are not willing to stay forever in the canyon. Even if we really like this place, we want them to be autonomous and independent in the management of this sector of tourism. So with the help of the French Agency for Development, we will be there till 24, and we'll have different activities, not only developing hiking, but also, as I was saying, doing trainings and institutional support to the mayors, to the municipalities, with the help of the gobernación, the mm-hmm. department, in terms of management of this territory. Because if you want to develop tourism, it must come with waste management, water mm-hmm. management, and all these subjects that we do not manage as an NGO specialized in tourism, but they have to do it. And we can also look for other solutions and other funds and other help and support to do this global development. So it's a global vision, a global project that we want to implement there with the help of the French agency, but also with local partners. I didn't mention the Universidad Autónoma de Bucaramanga, mm-hmm. So a local university, and a local NGO called Fundaculta, who is doing more or less the same as Tetractis there in Santander, in the tourism development. So we really want to do a long-term support for them.
Very, very rewarding that it should go till 2024, which means it can be fully autonomous by then, you know, properly handed over to the local people to manage themselves. So, Gabriel, by 2024, where do you hope to be? By 2024, where do you hope to be?
I hope to be in the Alps. That's one of my dreams. The Alps. But Colombia, by the 24, the results should be amazing. I have to remind everybody that we have the second longest canyon in the world, and we still have Colombians saying, "Oh, I want to go hike a big mountain around the world." Why don't you hike your mountains here in Colombia mm-hmm. first? We have amazing places. Before, I just want to tell everybody, before going out there and wanting to dreaming about hiking a high mountain, please hike the Chicamocha Canyon. It's the second longest, and it's really, really fun. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You will love it. By 2024, I'm hoping to have this Chicamocha Canyon full of hikers. I want to be just either hiking with a group or handling the logistics of the whole canyon. It will be my dream.
Why not? You know, it's the truth about
it. Really exciting. You will be full of clients.
But I don't think you should stop.
Everything has been coming true. I wanted to do it. I said, I will do it, even if it takes me a long time, but I will get to Zipaquirá. And I knew that one of the most difficult parts was to start. And in every project, the most difficult part is to make the first step. And they were able to find me. God put this organization here in Colombia. And I can say that almost half of my job is done thanks to them. Thanks to these great people. Mm-hmm. And I will continue. As soon as this pandemic situation is over, I will start in Capitanejo and I will continue all the way to Zipaquirá.
Amazing.
This time I will have to do it a little bit more rustic. A little bit more rustic because I won't have all the. Even though we use great technology to do the signs, we use 360 degrees camera images with the exact coordinates. So it became actually very easy to do the coordinates. So I will implement the same strategy of the trails, but this time I will have to connect with the local agencies, with the local governments, to get some support, because I noticed and I saw that it was very expensive to do this.
Definitely. Well, you're not going to stop, are you? You're going to go in Zipaquirá, Cundinamarca. You're going to go into Boyacá. You're going to do the Cross Colombia hiking trail.
I'm going straight down to Ecuador. I want to connect Peru.
Why not? But I want to ask then, so where can people find this map? Where can they look online and find what you've done?
So we are creating a website with all the information about the Chicamocha Canyon. So the name will be Destino Chicamocha. Mm-hmm. It's not online yet, but it will be in the beginning of 21. So all the information will be on this website, and also we will publish a hiking guide with all the information about each segment, each trail, with the difficulty, with what you can see all along this trail, and all the practical information. And we will work also on a promotional campaign, national one, international one. So the Chicamocha Canyon will be represented in ANATO, which is National Tourism Fair in Bogota, in Colombia, and also in different international fairs. And we also want to invite a local agency, travel agency from Colombia, from South America, and from Europe also, so they can discover this canyon, they can hike in this canyon and then sell it. So very soon, local and international travel agency will sell this new hiking product. And also for independent, you will have all the information online very soon. And also we have maps, printed maps.
Excellent,
Gwen. Mm-hmm. Are you still going to do the contest about getting the name of the?
Yes.
So would you like to ask Richard to give us a help in that?
Go on.
Yeah.
Well, Richard, we're trying to. You see, since the Chicamocha Canyon, it's a mix of Indian trails, Lengerke trails, and Royal Roads. We need to find a name for the whole. We know what we're doing, but we want to keep a catchy name to it. So if you can help us get all your listeners together, maybe they can recommend us a name.
Oh.
Well, listen. As you guys know, the word Chicamocha means silver threads on a full moon night. That's what the word Chicamocha means in the Indian language. Mm-hmm. Silver threads on a full moon night, because when it's a full moon, the Chicamocha River lights up like it's a silver line. That's why. So I came up with the name while I was in the mountains with the expert. I told him, what about the silver trails? And he liked the name, but he said, well, it needs to go through the whole director's table to be approved. So we're looking for a name. If you guys can help us with a name for this project, for these trails, for the whole thing, Where can they contact you, Wayne? How can they contact us?
We will publish like a survey on our Facebook page, because for the moment we have a Facebook page for the project, De Los Alpes a Los Andes in Facebook, and we will publish a survey where people can vote for a name or also suggest their own name that they could invent or suggest to us. So very soon we will publish it, because we need help in this and we need that. To share also, because it's not our choice, it's not our canyon. So yeah. Local people have to decide, and also the people that want to discover the canyon should also contribute.
Wow, that is a great competition. I want everybody here to think about that. You could you could be the person who names perhaps Colombia's most indicative hiking route, couldn't you? I mean, this is an opportunity.
Also, hiking is new in Colombia, and trails like this are new. So it's almost the first one in Colombia. So that's why it's so hard to decide. Also,
This is phenomenal.
The only long trail is the Ciudad Perdida, the Lost City. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the longest. Besides that, there is no other big trekking or hiking in Colombia.
So this is
going to be the number one hike experience of Colombia.
Now, if someone who listens to this podcast is naming it, then I'm just going to resign now, because that will be the high point of the podcast. That will mean, you guys, you've been amazing, and it's been such a great way of starting 2021 with this episode 357. So actually, I'm so pleased to have got you both on the line. Let's say Gwen Prevot and Gabriel Torres. So we've got Montpos, Barichara, and Grenoble connected for the first time ever, I think. Listen, thank you so much for your time. Well, I guess we check out the Facebook page, De Los Alpes a Los Andes. Gabriel, how can people get in touch with you?
Be Trekking Colombia, Instagram or Facebook, or my webpage, Be Trekking Colombia.
Be Trekking Colombia. So we will put all these links up on our Facebook page as well. Early 2021, do check out DestinoChicamocha.com. And of course, please think about sponsoring the Colombia Calling podcast on our Patreon page from as little as $2 a month. All sorts of goodies on there for you too. The podcast has been going from strength to strength in 2020. We hope to build on this in 2021. I know you've all enjoyed this show. I'm certainly thrilled to be starting a new round of interviews for this new year. And hopefully, let's say 2021 hopefully is less interesting than 2020. And let me say thank you so much to Gabriel Torres, and thank you so much to Gwen Prevot. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I hope I can see. I hope we can connect next year. Give you
maybe
another update
in person. In person, maybe this time. Virtually.
I'm pretty sure I'll be at the bottom of the canyon, somewhere at the bottom of the canyon.
Excellent. Well, this has been a great show to start off the year 2021. Thank you so much, everyone, to listening to this episode 357. I've been Richard McCall here in Mompos, Bolivar, so just a bit south of Cartagena along the Magdalena River. Sultry, sweaty, hot, but colonial, beautiful. Everyone should visit. Colombia is a phenomenal country to visit. So much to see and do. Perhaps that's its Achilles heel. But as we were mentioning in this show, it's about the people, not just the scenery. It's about the people in Colombia. So I'm going to sign off with that message. Everyone, please stay safe. Keep isolated, social distancing, everything else that you need to do. We've got to look after one another. We've got to look after ourselves. Things are still very challenging here. This has been Colombia Calling. I've been Richard McCall. Thank you again.